Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod. And as well as having a chance to listen, to record a couple of audio boos, I've also had a chance to catch up on some of my listening to other people's, which I'm a very, very guilty person because I'm not actually really getting as much chance as I would like to do that ordinarily. So anyway, a few thoughts on people's boos. I haven't listened to all of them, just the most recent ones. JN2N and SM2N. Am I right in thinking that if you're going to be seeing R2 UK on Sunday, that that's the same event that I'm going to be going to, and that therefore I might actually meet you in person? And if so, I will no longer be an imaginary friend of SM2N, but an actual, you know, person that you've met. If so, I'm really looking forward to it. So that's good. Gothic, not an imaginary friend. I have seen you, although it's been a long while. I absolutely love your One More Cup of Coffee, Bob Dylan song cover. It's absolutely beautiful and I really, really love it, and thank you so much for putting that on Audio Boo. It certainly makes a nice change from your other Audio Boos, which have generally been annoying sounds or people or whatever. So more of the good stuff, please. R2 UK, I listened to your boo about returning to work, and, you know, obviously mixed feelings about that and everything, and I hope that that is going okay. I mean, the thing is that it is sad to go back to work in many ways, but you do, as you pointed out to me when I first returned to work after having my little boy. You know, you do appreciate being able to eat lunch without interruption and, you know, go to the loo and just have a bit of a life outside. So I'm sure that you'll appreciate some of the good things about it as well. But it is when you've had a good time, you know, getting to know your children a bit better. It is a loss to leave them. I always feel like that, even when we've just had a holiday and spent a week together. Anyway, I hope it's going okay for you. And Poari, I did hear your camping boo a while back, and it was very evocative with all those kind of outdoor sounds and things like that, and it made me feel quite nostalgic for when we had a caravan, which we actually sold when I was expecting, because we didn't think we'd fit a third person in it. Hopefully we will get to go camping or caravanning sometime. Also listened with great interest to discussions about parenting and single children who are now raising more than one child, and different relationships and so on. Very, very interesting. I come from a huge family. Well, it seems huge. I'm one of five sisters, and so I'm thought to be very odd to only have one child. Also certain differences of style. My mum was a great advocate. In fact, my youngest sisters were babies when I was little, so I definitely saw this in practice, of, you know, sort of the whole continuum idea that you revolve, everything revolves around baby and all the rest of it. And I'm not quite at that end of things, although, you know, I did sort of do some aspects of it that suited me, but not that, didn't go the whole hog. So very much a difference of style, but I think you have to do what suits you and your kids best. That probably sounds a bit trite, but I've certainly found it quite comforting reading Oliver James's book, How Not to F Them Up, because that seems to acknowledge that, you know, although your parenting style may to a certain extent be a reaction against the way that you were raised, you know, each to their own, really. Bye for now.